A woman is claiming Mayor Adams sexually assaulted her more than three decades ago when he was a transit cop. Today, he told reporters he never even knew the woman. Newsline took a closer live look with attorney Nicole Bernecki.
Nicole, good to have you here. The accuser, Lorna Beach Mathura, former police colleague of Adams, claims that he exposed himself to her in exchange for help with a job issue. As we say, this is an allegation from the 90s. Why was she able to bring this forth now?
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me. So normally there's, I'm sure the listeners are familiar with the concept of statute of limitations. It's a time period within which you can bring a claim. And there's multiple reasons for why we do have statutes of limitations. So for instance, people's memories fade, evidence gets destroyed, evidence disappears. And because of that, there's a limitation of time within which you can bring a case. New York enacted a law that opened a very short window of time for people to come forward with claims that otherwise would be considered stale. She was able to file that case pertaining to allegations from 30 years ago just because of the law that was enacted by New York allowing for that exactly.
Right. We first heard about this in November. We're now hearing further details about this. Why are we hearing more about this now?
Because this case involves not just Mayor Adams personally as an individual, that this case also involves the city of New York and government agencies. There is a requirement in New York that if you sue a government entity, you have to first bring something that's a prerequisite, a precursor to an actual complaint, and it's called the notice of claim. So she brought the notice of claim first. Notices of claim usually don't have a lot of facts in them. They're not very fact specific. It's actually more bare bones, generalized allegations and the relief that you're seeking. And thereafter, when a certain period of time passes, you have to file the actual complaint. So she did file the complaint, I think, yesterday, and that's why this matter is brought to the public's attention again.
Okay, we heard...
Finally, more details.
Okay, gotcha. We heard the mayor from a Q&A with reporters just about an hour ago saying he never even met this woman. What else are we likely to hear in any Adams defense?
We're not sure if he wishes to settle it sooner rather than later, or if he will actually engage in discovery. If they engage in discovery and let the legal process play out, we may hear a lot of different things. If he's saying right now that he doesn't know her, that there's not much else that he can say. I don't know her. I never met her. If any details come out in discovery that he actually did know her or had any ties to her or any contact with her, that perhaps his memory will be refreshed and other details will come to surface.
I see. So there is a possibility. Okay. As you indicate, there is a possibility, of course, of a settlement in this case. We don't know if it will go to trial, correct?
Most cases do not go to trial. And if a case is of such magnitude, and if it means so much to the public and to his finances, that he may decide with his legal counsel that it's better to actually win by means of a jury verdict in his favor, then his image will be cleared up and other benefits would stem from that. But it's that all depends on what evidence is there, because it's a very risky decision to actually give the decision to the jury.
Attorney Nicole Bernecki with us live on Newsline. Nicole, we thank you so much for your time.